Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can, of course, hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah, and Ben, it's a Thursday night appetizer for the NFL a weekend to come. The Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Browns. The Browns may be back against a really good Pittsburgh team.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a really good Pittsburgh team, but it's a effective Pittsburgh team. They're not the most aesthetically pleasing team on offense. They barely get to 300 yards. I think in this winning streak, I read somewhere that they've won the last four, but they haven't even averaged 300 yards per game. And the defense has been crazy opportunistic. And I still wouldn't have traded the amount of draft picks that the Steelers did for Minkah Fitzpatrick, but this guy's been unreal as a safety, and he's been a ball-hawking guy, you know, interception, fumble returns for touchdowns already this year. He's been great. But yeah, I am part of Baker Mayfield's army. He has let me down. He's embarrassed me. But the good thing about tonight is it's historically kind of cool for old-school football fans because the Steelers and Browns go way back. I don't think it's going to be a great game, but you know Baker Mayfield's going to do something crazy, whether it be on the field or off the field, that will give us something to talk about tomorrow morning.
Ben, have you rearranged your weekend so that you can be in attendance to evaluate Colin Kaepernick Saturday?
Oh, let me tell you something, Josh. I don't think Kaepernick's even going to show up by the time we get to that day with all the stories. But if he does show up, what a dog and pony show this is going to be for Colin Kaepernick and for the NFL, the media. You know, there's so many people in the media that are like, openly, blatantly cheering for Kaepernick to come back. I would think he's going to work if he does actually show up to the workout. I think he'll be fine physically. This guy's been working out for 3 years. He's done nothing but go to the gym. But I'd be stunned if anybody signs him. And then, you guys, you know what the story is going to be next week. If Kaepernick does show up and he looks okay and no one offers him a contract, they'll be like, see, it was all a scam. And then people are going to be attacking the NFL, much like they've been doing the last 24 hours since this story came out. It's a wild story. It makes no sense. The timing on it is bizarre. There must be more to the story. I'd love to be a fly in the office of the NFL and find out, like, why now? What happened? Why the change? It's very bizarre.
I talked to somebody yesterday within the league, and I said, this seems like very odd. And the response I got back was, yes, very odd. Almost to the point of where the NFL promised him a workout and didn't have a workout scheduled. Went, oh, my gosh, we're at the end of the calendar year. We better get a workout scheduled for this guy because maybe it's part of the agreement that they came to. That's what it seems like. And to see him tweet that he's expecting to see head coaches and general managers there, this is going to be a who's who of low-level scouts showing up to this thing.
Yeah. You don't think Andy Reid's going to fly back from Mexico for one day, for half a day to watch Kaepernick and then go back to – yeah. Listen, I think that's a great point. I agree with you. I think that's the only logical conclusion you can make, that the NFL is doing this because they're worried about more litigation. And if they don't get Kaepernick a workout – then he's going to be able to sue them again, or they violated the agreement, the settlement agreement, the terms of the settlement, and therefore the settlement is void, and Kaepernick can refile the case that he's, you know, he sued the NFL for being blackballed out of the NFL and all that. I don't know any other scenario that makes sense other than that. And I understand. I mean, the legal arm in the NFL is like, hey, you're going to get sued up the wazoo. You got to get this guy a workout. So, like, okay, we'll get him a workout, but we'll put it on a Saturday and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And there we are.
See, that's why I'd like the offices in New York, Mike, to hear if they said wazoo.
Yeah, that's true.
Officially.
I would like to hear that. Yeah, absolutely. I think they did.
It's a fun word. You know, guys, wazoo is a fun word. I like the word wazoo. I'm all about the wazoo.
Do you think he gets signed, though?
No. I don't. I mean, he's been out for over 1,000 days since he last played an NFL game. I mean, the problem is, even if you sign Kaepernick, it's not going to be – let's say, like, the Bengals sign Kaepernick as a – backup quarterback or a chance to make the team. The people that are huge Kaepernick supporters, they're demanding he want a starter on a good team. They don't want him to back up on a team that's going nowhere and all that. He's so polarizing, which is amazing because it's been 3 years and all that. He's still such a hot, toxic kind of guy. I mean, even on the overnight show, guys, the last couple of days, I've done monologues about Kaepernick, and the reaction, the both positive and negative, it's crazy. So polarizing still. And the NFL doesn't want to be a part of that. I'm really surprised that Eric Reid's in the NFL. This guy for Carolina, who was Kaepernick's disciple with the 49ers back in the day, all he does is trash the NFL, and he's taking a check from the NFL. So it's an odd time we're in.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights, of course, right here on 610 Sports Radio. The pendulum of week to week keeps swinging back and forth. 1 week the Chiefs are good. 1 week the Chiefs are susceptible. Where do you stand after their loss to Tennessee?
Yeah, that was disappointing. I mean, Tennessee is an average team. If you lose to Tennessee, you can lose to the Chargers, because the Chargers, I don't think, are much different than Tennessee. That was a missed opportunity. I know it was your idiot kicker. You can say, well, if he makes the kick, they would have ended up winning the game and all that. But I don't think you should be in that situation. The Chiefs are a better team than that. They've got more talent than that. They should not have been in the situation where the Titans even have an opportunity there to have the lead in the fourth quarter. And Ryan Tannehill just sliced them up at the end there. That was embarrassing for the Chiefs defense. I know the Chiefs defense is, we've talked about that. You guys ad nauseum about that. They've been a little better at times, but that was embarrassing. And this is disappointing because, you know, I've talked to somebody with the Chargers. They think they win this game this weekend. They're right back in the race for the division. I mean, the Chiefs have put them in a situation. It's kind of like you tell kids, you know, you don't want to be a C student. You want to be a B student, because therefore, if you have a bad week, you become a C student. But if you're a C student, you have a bad week, you become a D student. Well, right now, the Chiefs are the C student, and if they have a bad week, they become a D student. So they put themselves in a perilous situation. So I'm down on it. I think they should beat the Chargers. They're better than the Chargers, but if you lose to the Titans, you can lose to anybody.
And then if your grades slip so much, you'll be in radio.
That's right. You'll do, especially overnight radio. Not more. You guys got better grades than me because you're morning stars. I'm the overnight guy. I got the worst grades.
Josh talked about the pendulum swinging back and forth, and now this week we're seeing the greatest quarterback matchup of all time with Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. Will the winner Will the winner of this game be declared then the greatest quarterback in the NFL
of the week?
Of the week,
yeah, yes, yeah, and the winner will be the MVP and all that. That Lamar Jackson guy. I think Peter King is, and some of these other NFL insider guys are still waxing poetic about Lamar Jackson. He played great, but it was against the Bengals last week. I mean, give it a break. In the stats, I don't want to get carried away on stats, but Lamar Jackson against the Dolphins and Bengals has 8 touchdowns and no interceptions. Against the rest of the NFL, I think he's got like 7 touchdowns and like 4 interceptions or something like that. He's been average against as a passer against the rest of the NFL. But, and I know some people are upset this Texans-Ravens game is not a primetime game, right? They didn't switch it to a primetime window. But listen, I've been critical of both these guys. These quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, has been much better than I ever thought. But I still don't trust the Ravens should they, you know, down the line in the playoffs. I think they're a beatable team in the playoffs.
When is the parade for the Dodgers 2017 championship going to take place?
Well, I wanted it to be today, actually, Bob. I thought maybe today at about 11 in the morning, but I think we got to push it back until Rob Manfred officially vacates the Astros championship. How great is that? The video's all over the internet, and I've ranted about that the last couple of days because it's absurd. They were cheating the entire season and using video technology. And the tentacles of this, you got Carlos Beltran, who's now managing the Mets, and he was apparently behind this along with the manager of the Red Sox, Cora. This is a hot mess, and it could not happen to a better group of people, one of the most arrogant guys in baseball, the Houston Astros. What happens now, though, guys? If the Astros all of a sudden the Altuve can't hit anymore, or you go down the list of these players, Bregman all of a sudden becomes an average offensive player, and Springer is not doing the job. They hit 15 home runs in the 7-game World Series, and you watch all these videos, and it was either a whistle or a banging of a trash can when there was a breaking pitch coming. They knew when to swing for the fastball. It's embarrassing. Baseball's got to do something.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Enjoy the beginning of a great football weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller here saying baseball needs to do something, and what baseball needs to do is probably, you know, if this is true and it is all, like, deep-seated and deep-rooted, I think anybody involved with this has got to go. Lifetime bans. Let's go. You kick Pete Rose out for life. You basically took the steroid guys and kicked them out for life. These dudes were cheating as well. What's worse, this or you're using roids? I mean, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. You were cheating.
This should be a bigger story.
It really should be.
I know
be.
That we're all kind of... Okay. I did get enamored with some of the videos of the...
The videos are insane.
The videos of the whistling and the garbage can stumping.
Oh, my God.
As quote-unquote evidence that are floating around. They are fantastic.
Yeah. Like, you could actually hear the banging of the garbage can. You could hear the whistling. You could hear them using those artificial sound effects to tell people what was coming. And I think that...
Allegedly.
But in my opinion, if you're gonna ostracize people who use steroids, you need to do the same with these losers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.